Editor. This is in response to the Canmore Mayor Sean Krausert's statement in a Town of Canmore advertisement in the February 8 Outlook regarding Premier Danielle Smith's transgendered policies. As a psychologist specializing in neuropsychology with more than 20 years of experience and having seen a number of individuals suffering from gender dysphoria, I can unequivocally state that the mayor's assumptions are wrong. There are multiple factors that should be considered when making decisions regarding the health and well-being of those who have not reached the age of majority. Firstly, a clear understanding of development is necessary, which is a period of substantial physical, cognitive, emotional, and social development often accompanied with significant psychological struggles while moving toward adulthood. The basis of brain development during the adolescent period comes with significant changes in structure and function, particularly in the prefrontal cortex. Hallmark to this age group is the tendency to engage in risky behavior, typically prioritizing short-term gains over long-term consequences. Decision-making is often characterized by a heightened sensitivity toward reward and social influence. It is simply unfathomable to believe a child is mature enough to make life-altering decisions such as taking puberty blockers or gender-affirming surgery, but does not have the maturity to vote, consume alcohol, or join the military before the age of 18. Adolescents need time to mature and gain the necessary abilities before making life-altering decisions. Guidance from parents, respected elders, and unbiased professionals could also assist a young adult when considering these routes of action, especially given the psychological effects of puberty blockers and the irreversible damage of invasive gender-affirming surgeries performed on those who have mistakenly identified as transgendered. Do we as a society no longer believe parents have the best interest of their own children at heart, but the government knows better? Canada is becoming a frightening place when requiring parental consent becomes taboo and the government is telling children to hide things from their families. It is irresponsible to continue to push an uninformed agenda that is detrimental to our youth for political benefit by the mayor. Premier Smith is justly preserving the rights of parents, and not kowtowing to the paternalistic political talking points by simply conforming to what is trending on social media, but is rather standing up for the vulnerable in our society until they are able to make decisions for themselves as adults. Sylvie Pappas, PhD, registered psychologist, Canmore.